MAN.
Happy Monday. Welcome back to your work week. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN, and we got a great show to start the work week off with. We have Ward and Brenda Morgan in studio, along with Drew Casper, the curator of the new car museum that's going on over in the West Loop area, the old Ray's Apple Market area. We've been hearing so much about it, and there's so much to talk about. But first off, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. How's everything been going? I know we've been working on this. You guys have been traveling quite a bit.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. It's the fun part's going and looking at the cars and buying cars. So that part's going well. The remodel of the buildings delayed a little bit on a permit issue, but I think we'll be up and running on that pretty quick. So it's going pretty well.
Sounds fun. That sounds like a fun thing to do, just going around the country, going around the world looking at cars to check out.
I think for a lot of people that might be their dream job. I think for Drew, our curator here, it is his dream job. He's 21, loves cars, and you know, I keep thinking he probably should be paying me to be curator.
Yeah, that's about where we're at with that. He's taking me to some cool places, and we've seen some very cool cars. So it's an ideal job for sure.
And to get a job like this, Drew, what advice do you have for people to become a car museum curator at 21? How did you do it?
Get lucky.
Yeah, it's I was looking for somebody who really had an interest in cars, was going to work hard at it, not just think of it as the fun part, but there's a lot of hard parts, a lot of research, a lot of writing, the stories for the cars, et cetera. And Drew started as an intern for us and quickly proved that he was ready to take it on full time. So we're super excited to have him on board.
And Brenda, how's your part in this journey been?
It's been interesting, that's for sure.
Here with Brenda and Ward Morgan. Brenda, who you just heard, we also have Drew Casper, the curator of the new car museum. Of course, if you have any questions, comments, give us a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call, and we'll have everybody here the whole hour. And I guess really maybe just quick background. I think most people, they hear Ward Morgan, they know who you are, started Civic Plus, started so many different things. I guess if you just want to give us that quick background, maybe for some new listeners who are unaware.
Sure. My name's Ward Morgan. I grew up in western Kansas, moved to Manhattan to go to K-State. Like a lot of people, I stuck around here, found a cute local girl, Brenda Umscheid, and married her, and we've been enjoying Manhattan. Myself and another person, Tony Gagnon, started a business 25 years ago, Networks Plus, that morphed into Civic Plus, and so some people know us for our building downtown. We've also invested in some restaurants and some buildings, trying to help the downtown and Manhattan area. And I guess that's the quick summary.
All right, and I'll kind of put you a little bit on the spot here and say more Brenda, I guess, a little more on the spot. How did you guys first meet? What was the secret here? What was it, a special date or something like that? What impressed you so much?
We'll see if she says the true story.
Do you want me to?
Sure.
And I especially want you to now.
Well, Ward used to own Brothers, and I had a girlfriend who was a bartender there. And I went there when they were closing, waiting for her to finish up. And he had broken up with his girlfriend or something and was kind of moping around and didn't think anybody would go out with him. So to get him to shut up, actually, I said I would go out with him.
I was playing the pathetic fool role, and it worked really well. Brenda's very caring and sympathetic, so she felt sorry for me and agreed to go out with me. But on our, I had forgotten about it the next week, and she showed up at Brothers looking for me. I wasn't there, and she drove around town to find me because she was not going to be stood up by me.
Kind of like that scene in Goodfellas did a little bit when
right.
Ray Liotta's character does the same, and Helen comes out and storms out of the car.
Yes.
Kind of a similar sort of thing.
Pretty similar.
Era.
pretty similar.
But it was the best date because we had decided to drive to Topeka and went to the Peppermint Twist, if anybody remembers that a long time ago. But, you know, it's a whole hour there because the speed limit was lower and a whole hour back. So it just gave us lots of time to talk and get to know one another.
The Peppermint Twist. Is that a candy shop or?
No, it's a bar. It's okay. Where the Blind Tiger is now.
Right next to it. But the interesting thing about it, a week later it got shut down because they had stored their cleaning fluid in the cooler and they started serving it as shots.
Oh, so, serious.
So we missed out on that, but unfortunately a week later it got shut down.
Yeah, luckily we didn't do any shots that night.
So the secret to success here, that and married how many years now?
28 probably.
28 next month.
I should know that.
I did not mean to put you on the spot that way, but
she's used to it.
So the secret there to that success, just play the pathetic fool. I'm writing down a lot of notes. Just to let you know.
The secret is we're probably both kind of stubborn, so we work on when there's tough times making the marriage work, and you know, you got to roll with the punches and accept. Neither one's perfect, and it's worked out pretty well for us.
Be on the same page.
That is key. That always is key. And you've been on the same page with this car museum idea. It's something that's like been talked about and kind of rumored for a long time. And I think maybe a month or so ago, the Mercury did a big story on the car museum. If you just want to talk about, I know you're a car guy. But what was that kind of final push to say to yourself, let's go ahead and just do this sort of museum idea? And if you had any example of a car museum that you kind of use for inspiration?
Well, I didn't really want to start collecting cars. I bought cars, but I always would trade off whatever I had for the next one because I didn't have room for it. And I was going to physical therapy my physical therapist, Scott Johnson, kept saying, you need to buy more than one car. And I was like, no, that'd be silly. He finally talked me into it. So I thought, well, I need some space. And one thing led to another. And all of a sudden, it turned into this 54,000 square foot car museum. I don't know that I'd really been thinking about a museum. It's just that I thought, well, if I'm going to have these cars, it'd be silly to not let people experience them, you know, and I just kept them squirreled away, hidden for me. So it quickly kind of changed into the museum. But I would say a year ago, I had no thoughts whatsoever of car collecting or museum. So it happened pretty quick.
And you got a balloon, too. You got a hot air balloon. We've heard a little bit about that before.
Yeah, the hot air balloon, that's another example of me starting to think about things, then they get out of hand, and Brenda doesn't get me stopped in time. So Brenda had seen a balloon in Topeka that was purple with a power cat on it, and she's like, oh, I want to ride in that balloon. I said, okay, I'll track down and see who it is and see if I can get a ride. So I tracked the person down. They weren't a commercial pilot, and so they said, well, you can't pay me to take you up, and I haven't even taken all my friends up yet, so I really can't take you up, you know, because I've just got a long list of people I need to take up, and so I offered to buy the balloon from him. I offered to buy half of it, and he's like, no, I love it. So I let that sit for a while, and then I, you know what, I'm just going to get our own balloon, and then we can take her up. So we ordered a balloon, and I found a pilot to fly it, and I thought, well, if we have a balloon, I'll learn to fly it. So I went this last summer to Albuquerque and got my hot air balloon pilot license, and Brenda and I finally got to go up in a power cat balloon.
Well, what does that license look like? Is it just another couple of little letters, like if you get a motorcycle license, they just add a couple letters on your regular driver's license, or is it like its own special cool looking?
Yeah, it's its own special looking thing, like any pilot would have. It's just the endorsements on it, like a regular driver's license is what says whether you can fly a jumbo jet or a hot air balloon. Mine happens to be hot air balloon, so.
Oh, there it is.
That's actually a card for the balloon that we hand out when we land and people help us, etc. Kind of explain what the balloon. And the balloon is, if you see it out flying around Manhattan area, it says Civic Plus on it, and then it's got a power cat on it. So if you see that up in the air, that's certainly our balloon.
That's pretty neat. And capacity up to 5 people.
Yes, in the summer, it's maybe three or four people because it works on heat differential. But in the winter, it probably takes maybe six or seven if they're skinny enough to fit in the basket.
Very cool. You know what, let's go ahead and take our first break. We got a lot more to talk about. Talk with Ward and Brenda Morgan, also Drew Casper, the curator of the new car museum. All that and more here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.